Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
wonders what might have been. Something up ahead. Hey, should I keep this same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps, baby, in the dark.
Power family, we are at the Mound Table, and at the Mound Table we have Kaya French, we have Baba Eric, Eddie, and Derek sitting at the table with us tonight. Let's see who I'm going to pull up here. How are you doing, Eddie? Eric, excuse me. How are you doing this evening?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you doing, Beverly?
Great, great.
Yeah. Wow. A powerful start to the show. If you want to take it to the next phase, you might have to do footsteps in the dark where you look around and see what's going on, you know? And so, yeah, we'll be getting into that for sure. And, man, wow. It's heavy. Beverly, it's heavy. You know, we got the eyes in the house, a bunch of eyes. Everybody have two. That's like saying www. You just said that's six U's, www, right? Whenever you go into a web search, you're pulling up six of U's. You know what I'm saying? And we coming out of the six and we going into the seven. What's so potent and so beautiful poetry about that is that S-I-X, the word six, is the number seven. And so it's a smooth transition, you know. It's just a, we're just shifting gears, you know. We're taking it to the next phase, but we're making sure before we move into the next phase, we're gonna do footsteps in the dark. All right, and thank you for laying the foundation like that. And listen, we definitely gone tonight. You know, we didn't have the domino table, Beverly. We didn't have the turntables, the periodic table, the gambling table with Baba Cantu, the dinner table. You know what I'm saying? You got what is that? You got Baba and I'm sorry, the brothers with the herb packs, D. Crenshaw herb packs and Baba.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They bring that to the table.
The health
I want to big them up. Yeah, we definitely ain't going to forget them. We want to invite them to the table always and join this mound table. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So tonight we're going to put away all those tables, and we're going to bring out a different kind of table. Tonight we're going to bring out the water table. We're going to have the water table. All right? Well, that involved the periodic table too, but the water table is definitely on deck. That's what we have tonight. So, yes, and I'm ready, babe. You know, man, I don't have much more to say. I'm going to put my eye on this thing. You know, some people got the five on it. I got my eye on it.
Okay, you got the eye on it. All right.
Yeah. Remember you texted me about the eye?
Mm-hmm. What did I
y'all
say?
Y'all remember that,
the eye.
The eye, you know, the incident.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And then
yes, okay.
Okay, and then I text you back that there was something major happening on national television that never happened in the NFL before, and they stopped the game because somebody fell down.
Yes. Right.
Okay, so. So then before we get started, I know forget researchers, we have detectives and investigators. Somebody can go in and pull that brother's name up, DeMar, and his middle name, and then and Hamblin. And then that whoever pulled that up, they can call in and spell his middle name for us, all right? And you'll see how all this is lining up. So we got the Isley brothers, you know, and it's a lot of I's in the house. We got Kendrick Lamar with I. The letter I is the number 9 on the alphabet, in the base alphabet. I don't know what it is in geometria, but it's 9. So yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's deep.
We got a lot of ground to cover. Oh yeah, this is just warming up. For the people who are coming in, we might have to backtrack and let them know where we are. Tonight we'll be talking about the hair because I looked up buffalo. We'll be talking about that brother just briefly. I looked up the horn of the buffalo. I looked up specifically the water buffalo because we on the water table. And this year in the Chinese zodiac is the what? The water rabbit. So like I say, footsteps in the dark are going down in that rabbit hole. And the looking glass. And the looking glass is the mirror, like Michael Jackson said. We all got to look in the mirror at ourselves. That's what the 7 is going to do. It's going to have a deep reflection of yourself. All right? And that's before you can go to the next phase. And so, we're definitely going to be looking at those things and talking about it. But, yes, here you go. I got a little something for the fam right here, if I can pull it up. But, yes, Mama AZ, I hope somebody alert Mama AZ out there. She was trying to contact me right before the show. I sent Mama AZ a picture of some tourmaline crystals. I sent her a picture of some pomegranate and a burning candle, and I was in meditation for Mama AZ. And I say, Bear, we start with a little brief meditation breath for the people that's ailing and not doing that good. There's a lot of people out there not doing well, some of my family included. And just a little something to, keep them in our energy field since, you know, some of us are feeling good. I'm sure we have a little energy to spare with that. Hey, man, you got any spare change? I know some of us have a little, you know what I mean? I know some of us have a spare tire that we can lend a little focused energy to some of these people that's not doing good out there. So before we move forward.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Beverly, I love
AZ,
your voice
Mama
and your
AZ. Mama AZ is sitting at the mound table with the water table with us tonight.
Oh, well, there you go then. There you go. That's it. That's the main focus right there. She's here. That's what I wanted her to be, at the water table. She's a Cancer. You can't be in Capricorn and not talk about Cancer. So, yes, all Capricorns report to the mound table. All Capricorns, all water goats and crabs report to the mound table. All right? I got a little something for the fam here. Just bear with me just a second here. Remember, the word seven is the number 20. In geometry, the word seven is a 22. So it's the double of. Y'all just heard Bob Marley. You got to have that Kai, and you got to have it now. All right, babe, I'm done. Let's go. Let's move on with this table. Let's spin this. Let's go swimming in the water table. Let's see what's under the water. Let's go underwater and not get wet.
Okay, now do we have Miss French with us tonight?
Yeah, I think she might be calling from the 313, a Detroit number.
Okay, let's you want to talk to Miss French? Let's talk to Miss French, and then we put some music up, or how you want to do this. Let's see. Yeah. Do I see her? Miss French, push the number one if you hear. Okay. Okay, I don't, I did see, I think I saw her earlier. I don't know where she is.
I don't know exactly
what
number.
Okay. I see her. Hi, Miss French.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Yes, Beverly,
great.
How are you?
How are you
doing? Hello, Brother
Ayers. Good.
Now, I was over here chilling with that Kaya now. I was just bobbing my head, and you know, it's raining over here in Detroit, so it's right on cue. You know, the moon is in Scorpio, right on cue.
I didn't have a clue. I did not know.
It's
there you
the
go.
In the water season on the moon side, and in the earth season on the sun side.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going on mute. Y'all go over there. I'm on the journey.
Okay. All right.
And we in a
tell
water number,
about the
16.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
This is 16. This the water. This the water number, you say?
Yes. We in it's January the 16th. 1 + 6 = 7. 7 is the water number, also ruled by the moon and Neptune. And then you have we in a 7 universal year, 2023, adds up to a 7. I know you can count the numbers, right? So adds up to a 7. It's about, like Eric was saying, deep. We got to get the looking glasses on. And then, you know, you got to take the looking glasses off. So you know, go over your eyes, over your glasses. You know, like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that what I see right there? Then you go down deeper and deeper until you find the depth of your soul, baby. Then come back up and find that treasure hunt. And then when you find a treasure hunt, you find that it's a whole other world on that treasure hunt. You got to go a little bit more deeper and deeper. Like, damn. Is this a rabbit hole or this a journey hole? Well, which one is it? We on a journey right now. We're on a soul plane. It's time to take off in here. And it's Aaliyah's birthday today. You know, she's January 16th, which is 7. And her transition, or her demise, was on the 25th, a 7. And where she died in? Water, right? Airplane fell into the water, Bahamas. Mm-hmm. water energy. So she was with her little, her angel, her ancestors, not meaning that it was supposed to happen that way, but we never know how we exit this world. So right. we are in for a beautiful ride for this 2023 year, you know, soul searching, asking yourself why do you do the things that you do? Why are you doing what you're doing, who you with, people you're around, the circle of friends? Because this year, the people who you're hanging with is a reflection, like Eric was saying, look in the mirror. It's a reflection of you. You're going to see what you've been putting out.
Well, so this is what you call a deep time a year. This is a deep year here because you say we going deep. We're not going to do
the surface. You can't tell me, Beverly, I love you. You're like, okay, why you love me, Beverly? Well, why do you love me? Tell me why. What makes you love me? What's the feelings you got behind mm-hmm. it? You just have a good song going? Are you feeling you in so in love with me? You want to cook me a good meal? You know, every day our frequency changes. What's the frequency today of Beverly Love? You know, something different every day. Mm-hmm. So you got to go behind the why. You give me some money for what? I mean, I'm thankful, but, you know, sometimes you ain't got to ask, but you're like, wait a minute, this is a little strange here. Why are you giving me some money? Partnership will be a theme this year. Partnership will be a theme this year, whether it's in your business, legal investment as well, too. The people who you are surrounding yourself with, that you're building with. And them secret admirers coming through, too. They watching you. They stalking you. You know, this is a journey of research. So they're doing research by watching you. It's interesting how people can sit back and just watch you go. Watch you walk away, they say, right?
Wow. It's, okay. So they watching and researching at the same time. And I want the family to know who you are for those that don't know who you are. And what you do.
I am Kai French. My name is Kai French. I'm an astronomical analyst, but that is a numerologist. So I put the little extra double pair of glasses on, like Eric was saying. I got to put the looking glasses on. So I put the looking glasses behind it. So I analyze the numbers in different perspectives and things in that way. I'm a bit more typical than just a numerologist. That's why I call myself a numerical analyst. And so I'm here in Detroit, Michigan, located in Detroit, Michigan. I work out of my home pretty much, but most of over the phones are via now because of everything that's going on in the world right now. And that's pretty much what I do. I'm a columnist for New York Amsterdam News. I write the article every Thursday. You can go on there. And I also update it on my Instagram account, just in case you didn't miss, you didn't see it on New York Amsterdam News. You can go on my account by Mondays. It's always updated. So you can see your weekly numerical forecast.
Okay, and how can they get in touch with you if they want
They can get in touch with me
service.
By my website. Yes, my website is Kaya French, my name, KYAFRENCH.com, KayaFrench.com. Contact number is 866-331-5088. That's 866-331-5088. And I am having a special. If you like what you hear tonight, want me to go down a rabbit hole, you can contact me, book a session. We're doing the Know Your Numbers, Activate the Dream for Martin Luther King for until January 16th until the 20th. So you got until Friday. You want to book a session with me at 60% discount.
Okay. Now you're moving at a speed of lightning here. So you say that number one more time.
Yeah, I
for those
so much
of us that's on cruise control, okay. What's the phone number again?
All right, get your pens, get your papers, get your eyeliner, get your eye sharpener, get the markers. It is 831-5088. Once again, it is 866-331-5088. Website is my name, KYAFRENCH.com, KayaFrench.com. And I go by my Instagram.
Okay, know your number. Okay. Now, kind of give us some little insight of what's going on or what will be going on here this year that's going on. And everybody keep talking about this is a spiritual year. So you kind of touched on that when you say we're going to be going deep within. And so what do you see? You know, we got all this politician going on, all this battling going on here. And so kind of enlighten us number-wise, what you see.
So spiritually, well, I say spiritually, but numerically, 2023 adds up to a 7, but we also have the undertone of this energy. 7 is the highest plane on the spiritual level, on the planes, like mental, emotionally, spiritually. 7 is the highest on the spiritual plane, and 9 is the highest on the spiritual plane, but in the physical realm. You get it? The spiritual and the physical. So this year we have the two highest numbers are integrating with one another. They're combining, you know, it's like good and bad, you know, balancing the energy or not. But this is between your spiritual self and your physical self. So it may feel like you have a fight because you're getting rid of the old way of you so you can rebirth the new way of you. So it may be like a spiritual initiation, physical initiation going on, whether you're getting baptized or you get initiated. But however your initiation is happening, it's happening for you, to you, for you, not by accident, not by on purpose, potentially on purpose for you this year, to get into alignment of where you're not where you're supposed to be, but at least on the journey where you need to be at. So certain things will come at you, certain people from the past will come at you. You feel like you're going into a revolving door. When you feel like you're in this revolving door, stop. Just sit still. And just deep dive within and figure out not why this is happening, but you understand the pattern, the sequence of these things are playing out. So you have to detour it down another way, like a detour route. You got to go another way so you can see what else is there, and then you come back on the journey. That's what you got to do sometimes so you can put yourself out of the game so you can get back in the game. So this is where we're going to see a lot of spiritual things going on. I say spiritual, I'm talking about the physical and the spiritual. Literally coming to, like, your ancestors tapping into your world, your dream world, your physical world. Like, I thought I saw this person. That happened. But this is also where people have secret vendettas around here, too. But this is more so in your face kind of energy feel as well, too, on another undertone of it. It's not even a secret no more. What used to be a secret is out in the opening. So you might want to, people who really probably wanted to call you and talk to you, ain't talk to you, but when they see you, they still bringing up old news, but on display. Like, you could have called me for that. You could have texted me for that. You could invite me over and have a conversation, a round table or something, but no, they want to put it on display. Walk away from that stuff because you ain't got time for that energy that they in. They still ain't move on, but you moving on. So it's going to be a different kind of flip of the script this particular year. And with the politics, of course, that world is pretty much coming down, or they're going to revolutionize within their how they are doing things. And remember, they can't do nothing without you and your power. So you take your power back and you build up your own community. They got to go where you at. So you come into their table. Bring them to your table. Like, last year taught you that. They taught you to come inside, go to your neighbors, go to your brothers, go to your sisters. You got to do things in person. They taught you that last year, the valuable lesson that you wasn't really seeing. You know, you was feeling it, sensing it, understanding it. Things make more sense when you was in person. In conversation with that person, or whatever it was, whether it was via, y'all had some things, but certain things couldn't be said on these mics, so you got to come in the inside and get the word. So that was taught, at least you being taught that in the 6 last year. Now you're taking that 6 and you're crossing over the bridge. Now, when you get over the bridge, you know, some of them little wooden things ain't there, or the little rails ain't there to get you over, so you got to go on the sidelines to get over and get through. You know, you got to find your way through now. This is where you got to dig down and travel on your journeys and get into your study, what you've been wanting to study. Look into it. Take 5 minutes out, 10 minutes out. Get up early in the morning and practice on that, or read into that. Do a little bend, do a little exercise, do a little yoga pose. Those so many things that's happening into this 7 year that it's time to cross the bridge. It's time to cross the bridge. And after you made it make sense, now you got to put it all together into a vision. So what's the vision that you're investing in? What are you envisioning as well as too? And your words are powerful, so watch what you say and see how the energy come back to you. It may have a rebuttal effect. It may come right there in your face, and you're like, wait a minute, hold on, that's just about, just say that, and it just happened. Yes, it just did. That's how powerful these words are nowadays. And look into the meaning of some of these words that we're saying and that we're doing. Also, when it comes to your health, drink a lot more water. It don't have to be the water you buy from the store. It could be coconut water. You break that coconut, a real coconut, because it's more beneficial probably than the water that we're drinking right now. It's more whole. So drink that water from the coconut and use that meat, you know, whether you want to do it with some cacao or chocolate, whatever you want to do it with. Try to get more natural with this energy and get into the water. Again, go back to the rivers, visit, talk to the animals so they're talking to you. If your energy wrong, you will know because an animal will walk away to the left. Stay right. They stay in your presence and come to you like squirrels. You've got a nut in your hand or something. They're going to come to you and talk to you. So watch the signs.
Yes.
Watch the symbols because everything is literally in your face.
Mm. So it's out in the open. It's not. It's hard to hide things now. And things that you was putting off. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Go ahead. You're right.
No, go ahead.
Like you said, things that you were putting off is right there, like, as a reminder, friendly reminder. Here we are. We're coming to your doorstep, Ma.
Now, what about, we know that the political world is going through a transition. What about the medical world and the financial world?
Well, we've been going through a financial change since your food stamps got on the card system. So when the government started putting their stuff on the card, that's when you know money was changing anyway. It's just like the long journey process to it all of we going into another currency stage or phase, or as they say, the next phase, right? The footsteps in the dark, now they come into the light. We're going to the next phase, whether it's going to be this Bitcoin, where it's going to be whatever they're doing. What's the other thing they're doing? Currency, Bitcoin, crypto.
Digital.
Yeah, I mean, look,
okay.
It's okay.
All
not
that
digital.
Digital.
When you go
swipe
that card, when you swipe your debit card,
we
your credit card is
digital.
Digital.
Right.
We already
That's
in
right.
digital. Your computer is digital. Remember, we had to go to the library. Now we can go to your home and you're on the computer. We can go get on these Skype and Instagram. Everything is your whole life is going to be on the digital screen. Now everybody don't like being on social media, you know. So it's a difference because now it's like private versus public. How much is going to be private? How much is going to be public? Now they just look somebody up and boom, be at their house. So it's a lot of privacy that ain't even private no more.
Right.
And look at the industry of course, the industry, the music industry, look at their secrets coming out. This is a distraction as well, too, but it's still coming out right in your face, right, under your nose. It's right there. And this is also the silent but deadly. I have to say it that way, but they always associate silent but deadly together. This is a silent and deadly year. People are going to be dropping like fives. You can be talking to them, and all of a sudden, they drop on like fives. Like, what's going on with you? What happened? You took the venom or something? You know, it's just a whole bunch of things going on. So watch how this year, especially in February, around the second week. Like right now, this week, you're being tested in your relationship, personal, your finances. So watch these people who come crawling around in your atmosphere, in your aura field, these people from your past, people from other lifetimes that you have experienced with, just all of a sudden they just ringing up like bills ringing up and stacking up, or doorbell ringing, the bells ringing, church bell ringing. It's just about to be everywhere. Sit still. Just sit still. It's your past, too. You can say you focus on you, focus on yours, and they are just distractions. They're just little puppets in the arena that want to play, but they can't play. So it's up to you to make the move or make the command. You have to direct this movie that's playing out because Mars and Gemini is still going retrograde. It's still retrograde to the 18, I think. I think, yeah. So watch this movie playing out. Kanye is showing y'all exactly what's going on. You see, he did his stuff in secret. Exactly what's going on. Secret. Now it's public now, right? You see what I mean?
And you know, you always have to throw love in there. What about the people that's looking for love, in love? What is this year looking at dealing with love?
So with love, it can be your soulmate. Not all soulmates is, you know, destined forever and things. Sometimes people come into your life to build you up, to shake you up, to move you up, to push you up. But when you find that equally yoked person, you would know that it's really true love. So, yes, true love is in the air. I mean, I know you can feel it. It's been going on for about almost 2 weeks and a half. Some felt it maybe 6 weeks prior. But I know I've been feeling the energy, the atmosphere. I'm feeling these roses all around your houses or all people buying roses and things. So love is in the air. And if you want something to last long, be somebody's friend first. Be a friend. literally strictly only friends. That's how you're going to understand if this person going to love you or not. So don't go all in like a Pisces sometimes. They go all in, give you the whole world, then get up there and be like, what did I just get myself into? You know, it's going to look right, feel right,
yeah.
feel right, shake right. This ain't even bouncing right. You know what I'm saying? Is it weavable? Is it real? So it's,
right.
it's kind of like that kind of year. So you can find your true soulmate. You can find your partnership that you're going to be a partnership with the business side. But I will say this. Make sure, because we have Mars and Gemini until March, that you read them contracts over and over. If you don't understand it, seek advice. Seek some help, somebody who know what they're doing. Because you don't probably know what all these words is or what they saying and these clauses is. So make sure you, before you sign a dotted line, because it's your friend, you need to double check that information. So remember to research. Research it all.
Mm-hmm.
The shoes, because everything is in detail. We're seeing it all come out. But in order to see it, you got to at least do a little bit of investigation in it. So love is definitely there for partnership right now. And we'll see how Valentine's
okay.
going to be. That's going to be a very interesting week.
All righty. Okay. Let's add someone else to the mound table here. The water table, excuse me. Okay, 336-350.
Greetings, family. Can you hear
greetings.
Me?
Yes, we can.
Greetings to you.
Mama AC.
Boy, Brother Eric sent me some arrowheads, and family, he shocked me by sending me those GTO cars in my yard in North Carolina. Those cars, Brother Eric, seemed like they were sitting in my yard in North Carolina, where I used to have my teepee up, a 22-foot teepee that I drove from Virginia Beach to Livingston, Montana, and got and bought, and I was shocked. I don't know what all of this means, but it means something very special, and I just wanted to share that with the family. It's just unbelievable what things are unfolding right now. So I'm just listening to you, little sister. I'm just listening and taking mental notes. I thank us. But I'm feeling...
Thank us, Mama.
That, thank mm-hmm. us that those cars, that those GTOs, that Brother Eric, they are... orange, and I don't know what other colors, but it just brightened. I couldn't believe you sent me those cars, those GTOs. Just wow. So I'll be quiet, because those cars have me up. They have, it brings back memories, and you put them in my yard,
good
Brother
memories.
Eric. Yes.
Good memories.
Yes. Yes. So I'll listen. Thank us.
Okay.
I'll listen.
Us.
I'll mute.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's bring someone else. Let's see. 773-895. Is this Derek?
Yes, it is. How y'all doing tonight?
Great, great. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Man. A lot in my head right now. High energy. Before I get started,
mm-hmm.
got to give a shout out to Brother Eddie. Today is his born day.
Wow.
Eddie Herrick.
Happy birthday.
I say it again. Happy born day, Eddie Herrick.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
man. I know he's doing a broadcast with Antoinette, but if he have time, I know he'll join it. But, man, I had not
yeah,
a
clue.
Yeah,
if he have time, he'll come back, because I think that was like a last-minute thing. So,
okay, yeah, wow, that's on point,
yeah.
man. Big up,
right.
big up.
Oh, everything's on point. You know, today is the Martin Luther King holiday, and just like the sister mentioned earlier about Aaliyah's birthday. But one thing – can't have Aaliyah without no R. Kelly.
Yeah.
January the 8th. He's a Capricorn.
Oh,
over
there.
Hey, he produced my first album for AJ Number and Number. Hey, numbers don't lie, right?
That's your best. That's what I love, right?
Hey, his best album, his second album, 12 Play. That's the three. Just like my name, it's the three. My birthday, January 3rd, that's another three.
I'm a three, too.
Okay.
September 3rd.
September 3rd.
We deal it.
Oh, Sept. Sept, that's a seven. A Sept is a seven.
Man.
That's seven. and y'all, I'm going to have to throw this in. I know this is packing. But, man, when you say R. Kelly, I just had to laugh because the first thing I could think of was P, and the letter P is the seventh letter of the alphabet.
Wow. Talking live.
Oh, man.
Hey, you can't make this up.
But you know what, though? Hold up. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about urine. How powerful urine is.
Yes.
And in the eye, a lot of people have pink eye.
Yeah.
And when you get that pink eye, what's the number one cure for pink eye is your urine. Your urine.
Yeah.
So,
and some people tell you that to drink your urine, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but that comes with a lot of cleansing. No, you have to cleanse yourself to that.
Yeah,
till you're ready to do that. You have to detox before you do that. So, Derek, I'm so glad you're here, brother. Another Capricorn in the house. A big up to Swords. Swords' born day is January the 8th. I don't know if she out there listening, but big up to you, Swords. And today. Since we talking about Damar Hamlin, I looked up the buffalo horn, but not any buffalo. I looked up the water buffalo. And the horn of the water buffalo has, well, we're going to deal with the number 22. 22 is going to come up a lot, y'all, the number four, all right?
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah. Hey, it wasn't 11. His number three, by the way. He that's his number, number three?
His number three, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
Damar, listen to his name, Rome IL, and his middle name is spelled just like I just said it, Rome IEYEL, ELLE. That's his middle name. And here we are talking about the
first name. You said his first name is Damar.
Damar, and backwards.
You know there's
Ramon,
a Damar DeRozan for the Bulls, right?
Oh, that's right. Used to play with the Spurs.
Yes. And the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah. And was he with him when they won the championship? No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
But let me
say this real quick before I lose my train of thought. Now the sister was talking about love. Now I got a little different aspect of love. I'm just gonna drop it on y'all real quick. Now, we got to distinguish between love and affection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of, I guess, the test, the litmus test of really, to find out really somebody loves you, if they can automatically give to you or you can give to a person without asking for anything in return. I'm talking about reciprocity.
Exactly.
If you don't have that in it. Right, because if you don't have that any type of relationship, it's not love. It's something else. And especially, like, if you're in a situation where you're constantly, continually giving and giving and giving and not getting anything returned, not saying that you're supposed to be asking for anything. It just should be just automatic like that. So I just have to, put that out there.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Hey, Derek, that's right in line with the.
I shouldn't have to ask you for what I need, ask you for what I want. It should be, you know, even for the man, be given. I might need a hair rub. I might need a back rub, a seat rub or something. You know, I might need a new car or something. I need my car fixed. You should know.
Rubber dub.
Hey, I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. Well, I got some more. Nah, let me keep my mouth shut. But yeah, I feel you on that one.
Got them two Capricorns. Capricorns climbing up the hill. Jack and Jill. Check this out, y'all. That's funny you talking about that. You know, that's Libra, man. That what we in the number seven. That's the seventh house. That's Libra. That's the balance. That's Venus, right? We talking about that love, Taurus, and we talking about money and relationships and contracts.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Things can get ugly, but that, you know, the crab, you know, the goat want to climb up, but then the crab, when he climbs, he's stepping over other people to get there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that climbing up ain't so good all the time. You know, you got to watch the people that's over-ambitious. You know what I'm saying? So there's a balance to all of this stuff, you know. All this stuff have a balance, you know. It's a lot of work, man, to work out relationships.
And it's funny, I'm thinking about the word lawyer. Now, my mom's birthday is on. Now, she, for some reason, she told everybody her birthday was on the 17th, but I got a birth certificate a few months ago. It's actually the 18th. But anytime she got into a situation, can't make this up. Anytime she get into a situation, especially like if it's a legal matter or something dealing with some type of property, she always call a lawyer. She always managed to find the right lawyer, and mm-hmm. you know, sit down, explain to her, this is what you do, woo woo woo, whatever. And then everything was fine because you don't know everything. You can't do anything or everything all the time, you know? So.
That's a true nine
That's
energy.
True.
They're going to utilize the benefits and the resources before I move or navigate ahead.
Right. If there's a move to make, if you get the right person, you might not then come to find out. Maybe it's not the right thing to move right now. Maybe the right thing is just to stay put, you know?
Mm-hmm. Be still.
Let's bring the birthday man up here, Eric. I mean, I don't know why I'm getting Eric and Eddie mixed up.
Same,
happy
it's the same
birthday.
Energy. Go ahead. Same
birthday.
Energy.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all family. So, how's everybody doing tonight at
happy
the round
birthday.
Table? On this,
seven up, Eddie.
Happy birthday.
Five on it.
Oh, okay. Hey, thank you.
Eddie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
happy
that.
Birthday.
I appreciate it. And let me open up with I Have a Dream, since this is
mm-hmm.
a service day for Dr. King. I Have a Dream, because dream is 16, which is that 7. So we're going to have a test right now. Test is 25, which is 7. See,
mm-hmm.
and the dream is understanding this. We all have dreams. If you got a dream, you can build it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you see your dream, see your 7. See, your dream is that you witness the 7. When you recognize 7, your dream, you can build it. And if you build it, they will come.
Exactly.
We're still coming on Dr. King's dream today. 50-some-odd years later, after he's gone, we still talking about, I have a dream. But it's time for
mm-hmm.
us to see our own dream and build that dream and make it come true. That's the
100.
Test that we're going through right now in this year of 2023. That test along
exactly.
your journey, because journey is 7. We're all on a journey, and we have different ways of seeing things. Way is 7. Angle is 7. We have different angles that we come from.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why we're on these lines with this round table and conversation. Conversation 34 is a 7. Because through conversation, we activate the melanin that resonates in our pineal gland. Melanin is 7. Activated 7, baby. We've been activated through our conversation 7. And we got to have conviction in the 7 of your dream so you can build it. We have to be have conviction. And as you were saying earlier, you were speaking on this year things being revealed. It's called awareness. We're going to be aware now. We can't run from
self-awareness.
What's
right.
going to be put
right.
right in our face. Awareness is 7.
Mm-hmm.
See, so we're going to be aware we're already aware of what's going down. See, So the time is happening. The time is now. Aquarius, which is 34 to 7, this is the age of Aquarius, the 7 we're in. The nature that we constantly talk about, nature being 25 or 7. So this is where we are. And for my sister, I know you're probably trying to figure out my numbers. I deal with Marty Lee's gematria, his code. So with that, when I saw metaphysics, when I saw God and Jesus Christ, just by using the alphabet, and I saw this corrupt language of English and how everything added up with this, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm staying on this code here. But everything that you even said, not with this code, still lines up with the 7. And it's all, that's why I love it. You know, we're both on it from different sides of the table. And we're bringing it together so we can see that one variation that we're all getting to. It's called the awakening. That's what we're all trying to get to, the awakening. So with that, I wanted to add that spin to the mix. Was somebody trying to say something, fam?
No, I just said
And by the way, Eddie is a Capricorn, too.
Yeah, this is my birthday. You know, this is my day. This is my Earth day. So yes, I'm loving this day. And every 6 years it lands on, or they celebrate it on King's Day, on King's celebration day, because his birthday was actually yesterday.
Well, hey, check this out, y'all. Now, since we're talking about, before I lose my train of thought, with Martin Luther King now, Chicago and Memphis has the same numbers, 27, that equals the 9. And so he was shot in Memphis. Now, you take I-57, that's a 12, equals a 3, you take that straight to Memphis. And that's the little connection right there. And then, like I said, Tennessee, my mom was born in Tennessee, Grand Junction, Tennessee, in 1927. And she made a transition a little bit over 2 years ago.
And check this out. To add to that, Brother D, before the show, Kaya texted me about the song, the Isley Brothers, Take It to the Next Stage. She said, it said, we need volunteers. Right? You know, Tennessee is a volunteer state, right? Then y'all remember Peyton Manning, he was a Tennessee volunteer. Then he went to Indianapolis Colts. Then he went and got in the Bronco with OJ. He did a slow speed chase to the Superb Owl game, right, bringing in the animals. He went to the Superb Owl, and, of course, they won. He wearing the number 18, like your mom's Earth date, 18. And Cam Newton wearing the number 1, you know, all the same numbers. And so, yeah, man, they were going
in. They played in the Super Bowl where it was in Oakland, the birthplace of the Black Panthers. You're right. Yep.
Absolutely. Up there by Stanford University where he went to school.
That's right.
And what number did John Elway wear? Number 7.
Number 7, sure did.
Yeah.
On 7 coming up. This is a year for the 7.
Seven up.
And like you were saying, dream on the Chaldean system adds up to the 16. So we on the 16 vibration today, which is a 7 energy. And I'm a 7 myself personally.
Right. Oh, that that Footsteps in the Dark song came off of Go For Your Guns album by the Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
I thought it was off that 3+3 album, but it was, you know, I looked it up before I had called in. It was Go For Your Guns. And also, like with that sample, you know, Ice Cube used that for a song, Today Was a Good Day, and that was off that Predator album. That was like his third album.
Uh-oh, Bev, light him up. Light him up, Bev.
All right.
Y'all know we got bullets in our guns and our horses.
and mama cooked the breakfast with no home. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough, thinking will I live another 24? I gotta go cause I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Drove to the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them booze tried to blast me. The police and they roll right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV rap. What the hats on the crack? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old little Joe. I picked up the cash flow. Play those, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell but no throwing up. Halfway home and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
That was Ice Cube. It was a good day.
O.J. Jackson comes up to 4, N.W.A. comes up to 6, and Ice Cube comes up to 29, which equals 11.
Oh, double up. I tell you about that double up, y'all. I tell you. I tell you, you ain't going to miss it, man. It's the double up. And as long as we in a 20, you can't say twin. Can't say 20 without saying twin.
Hey, double up was one of R. Kelly's albums, too. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, nah, it's all good. It's just, hey, man, that's it's poetic. Hey, R and K, that's 9 and 2. That, they go that 2 again. There it is again, R and K.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just keep coming up. Can't suppress it. And let y'all look at a 7. When you say Sev, you saying Sev in. So you know this is one of them end years. You gotta go inward. You know what I'm saying? You gotta put your footsteps in the dark. You got to go inward right here. Sev in. Yes, it's right in our face. I thought somebody said this. This is right in our face. So let's talk about that. I want to talk about that. This buffalo. I looked up the water buffalo horn because, you know, people sell a lot of animal skins and a lot of animals with horns. Those horns sell for thousands of dollars on the market because when they grind animal horns up, they have different medicines in them, and some of them are the strongest aphrodisiacs, especially the rhinoceros. The rhinoceros horn, a very high aphro. Anyway, it's a rare aphrodisiac. But anyway, I looked up the water buffalo horn, and what I found was two elements that both start with the number two. One is the letter K, keratin. Keratin, you know, you have keratin in your hair, in your skin, in your nails, the other one is biotin, which is a vitamin B complex. Vitamin B, biotin for your hair. Okay, so now I kept looking. I said, wow, is this buffalo's roam. Y'all remember that, buffalo's roam, just like water does. So that's why the water buffalo is so important right now as a totem animal, all right? We're talking about water and buffalo's roaming. All right, so look what this roam took me to. It took me to his middle name, Rome, I-E-Y-E-L, right? Okay. So then I said, wow, let me keep reading. Then it said the keratin that they use in beauty salons to do people's hair, listen to this, y'all. Mm-hmm. It has formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is the main ingredient they mix with keratin, a perm, straightening your hair, coloring your hair, all of that. So look how the buffalo took it to the hair. And, you know, people used to wear buffalo skins for jackets, and you know what I'm saying, and houses, you know, teepees, all kind of stuff, right? So you talking about Capricorn and Cancer. You talking about, you know, making the home comfortable with the buffalo, right? What is the buffalo talking about? Your hair, this is going to be a year for the hair. You know, the sun is in a different position. Y'all know the sun ain't no joke. This sun that we got going on ain't no joke, so it's going to fry your hair, plus the 5G, 6G, 7G technology is going to be frying us from the inside, going to make us dehydrated. So hair is going to be a big issue. Keratin, that's what came up out of the buffalo horn. It's keratin, the dog bones. That's the best dog bone is a buffalo horn. You know, he can chew on that bad boy for years. It ain't going to break down. But watch out for the formaldehyde, and listen what the formaldehyde affects the brain. Of course, we know that. Chris Rock and him talked that. The skin, your eyes. Woo! Your eyes. There go that two again, Tupac, where you can't make your voyage to Atlantis. Your eyes. If you can't see, you can't navigate.
You brought us again, voyage to Atlantis.
Absolutely. And not only that, y'all, guess what else it affects? It affects your breathing, your respiratory. Ooh. Now, when we in the house and on lockdown, we can't go nowhere. What is females going to do about their hair? Also causing cancer, big time cancer in the community. We own that cancer again. Mm-hmm. Big time cancer from these products. The keratin mixed with the formaldehyde. So I know Crenshaw Herb Packs. I know Crenshaw Herb Packs is dealing with these type of you know what I'm saying, these type of things. They have remedies and bunch of other people too, but I definitely want to bring them to the forefront as remedies for solving some of these issues, you know. But that's funny that how that came up in the spirit is the hair, you know what I'm saying? Your hair, take care of your hair, you know, protect yourself, cover your head. The warfare is in the air, Aaliyah. Aaliyah will tell you, Aaliyah, reach back and tell us where the war is. It's in the air. It's in the air. She letting us know loud and clear. She ain't, you know what I'm saying? She letting us know. When you're at your best, you are love. When you're at your best, you are love. You are positive.
That was also a cover from the Isley Brothers.
Oh,
yeah.
Already. But listen to the words. You are positive, motivating force within my life. And if you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me know. MLK or LMK, let me know. Go with your dream, man. Go with your dream.
Okay, walk it on now. Activate the dream code. That's what we need to be doing.
Beth, you got some
turntables? I want to let someone else in the to the table, and then I will go
to the water table.
The turntable. Okay. 909-576.
Plus, nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Hey, what's going on, Village? What's going on? Man, how y'all doing? Yeah, y'all
great.
Setting it off tonight. Man, how y'all going to leave the West Coast out? You got to bring the West Coast out in here, too. Man.
Hey, bro, tell them about that documentary, The Defiant Ones, Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine, Interscope Records. I just watched that the other night, too. That was deep. Deep.
Hey, I mean, Jimmy Iovine, first of all, yeah, I mean, that could take us into a whole nother realm right there. But them two, man, they've been putting together some plans for quite some time from way back to NWA all the way up until their the school that they put together at USC. Jimmy Iovine funded the money to put together a multimedia studio at USC where they learned how to code, they learned how to do digital media. I know Sister French was talking about the media earlier. So, you know, they all over it. They put the Beats headphones together. So, yeah, them two, has been a hell of a connection. You know, whether it's beneficial for us or not, I mean, that still remains to be seen. But at the same time, it is no joke. You know? But, I mean, Brother Derek, as soon as you said, I want to pee on you, that's when I had to get on. I hit the one right through and said that.
That made me think
about
Dave Chappelle,
too. R. Kelly. I said, oh, my. I got to hop on right
Kevin
now real
Gates
quick.
Doing the same thing right now, too. Kevin Gates.
Who? Kevin Gates doing what?
Kevin Gates. He wants women to pee on them. He drinks women's pee. That's what he said.
Wow.
He's been on some
I'm not surprised, but when Brother Eric started talking about urine and the pink eye is when I really was like, okay, I got to call in real quick because if you look at the word urine, it represents the Greek word urethra. And the urethra or the ureus. Ureus is the snake that the kings would wear on their head or the forehead in ancient Kemet to protect their third eye.
Right.
So whenever you see those two cobras right there, those are called the ureus. It isn't called a ureus in Greek, but it's also another version of the third eye, and they also represented women. So it was just fascinating how all that lined up. He started talking about the pink eye and the urine, and it's almost like it's spiritual. Because
and
that's
urine comes up to
22
by number, too.
Wow. Age ain't nothing but a number.
And what you eat is natural, then anything on your body you can use, even your poop. So cows, the elephant use it, or the people in Africa use it to make their home out of cow manure. So.
Right.
Because they eat grass, they eat natural things.
I mean, even the bees use their own natural wax produced by their body to put together their honeycomb.
Honey. And we eat their honey.
This is all produced just off their natural body. They have a whole self-sufficient. They don't need any external support outside of a flower, outside of the pollen that they go collect. Other than that, they self-sufficient. That's why if the bees go, everything is gone. They've been telling you that for a long time.
The only ones that ain't on the same train.
Right. Right.
And R. Kelly had a song called Honey Love, too.
That golden flavor.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, y'all put together
Kevin Gates and whoever else.
Oh, man. He said he wanted who to pee on? He wanted Beyonce to pee on him?
He want Beyonce to pee in his mouth.
Specifically. Well, he wants the queen bee to pee on him. I mean, hey.
Okay.
He might be on something here. I don't know.
And don't they call that the golden shower?
Ooh, yeah.
Damn.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Hey, y'all just pushed up in the dark or what?
Man.
Slippery pushed up in the dark. Damn.
Okay. I mean, wow. That would be the golden shower, wouldn't it? It's from your kidneys. Your urine comes from your kidneys. It's the excess water from the bloodstream. So.
Hey, listen to this, y'all. Dr. Savy said he drunk his own urine, and he went blind for a couple of days because it broke up all the calcium that was stuck up in his head. And he said once that calcium broke down, he can read fine print from across the street. He was in Mexico. And he said, man, once his eyesight came back up in a couple of days after drinking his urine, he could see fine print from across the street on a street sign. He could see the fine print on the bottom. Yeah, that's the
If you have herpes on your lips, and if you've been eating good, you put that right on your lip, and overnight, like magic, it's gone.
Damn.
Our bodies are really our source of energy. It's like our mind, our brain. Mm-hmm. You know, all we need is us. All we need is our body. Well, you work with your body and put in the things that help nutrition your body, you will be fine. You be antennas like bees and geeks and rabbits and horses out here and elephants with the strongest memory ever.
You're in. It says exactly what it do. You are in. You're in. You are in. And we going in and seven. Well, what you got for us, Baba? Come on, man. Come on. Step up to the table, Baba. What you got?
Oh, man. I mean, just before we even get into any of that, I mean, it's amazing that today is the celebration of Dr. King, even though his born day was yesterday. Sister Bev, I had a dream. I went to Detroit last night and went to your house, walked in, and there was just a bunch of people around, sitting around the table. I'm sure it had something to do with the show coming up today, but I didn't even remember I had that dream until halfway through the show. And I'm sitting here like, wow, I literally had a dream. I was at Sister Bev's house last night. I had never been to your house. I don't know what it looked like. I had never been in your house. But, man, I could probably recreate it pretty accurately just from that dream last night. But, man, the footsteps in the dark. Mainly, the only thing there's been a lot of things on my mind, but the main thing that I've been talking about today is this war on woke, since we're talking about footsteps in the dark. And how they taken woke and they trying to flip it to try to make it something derogatory that it was never meant to be in the first place. I mean, we could take it back to Erykah Badu's, what if there was no niggas, only master teachers? I'll stay woke. Mm-hmm. We could even bring it up to stay woke. What? Baby creeping. Huh. Don't let them find you. Mm. Don't catch you sleeping. So we've been told to stay woke. But somehow, I don't know what's been going on, but I've been hearing Ron DeSantis putting out edicts saying that no teachers can't talk about nothing woke. He called it the anti-woke legislation he put out. There's another Republican by the name of Jim Banks who put out, he said he's coming out with the anti-woke caucus. This is like the Congressional Black Caucus, but he's coming out with the anti-woke caucus. So my thing is, what is the antonym to woke? It's sleep. So obviously they want to keep you asleep. I mean, it's pretty obvious. And my thing is, okay, if you want to come out with an acronym for woke, I got my acronym for sleep, which is what they're trying to keep you. It's slave learning education for every person. That's what they're trying to put on you right now. And you have to try to fight that at every step. And if you really look at the word woke, it actually originates in Old English, and they always use it in the past tense. It also comes from Germanic and Dutch. So it's really they word that they're trying to say is your word that they're flipping it on. But if we take it back to its original concept, the whole third eye, the uchat, the eye of Heru, the eye of Ra. It was all about seeing things outside of what's on the surface level and being able to see things deeper. It didn't have nothing to do. They're trying to pigeonhole it into you talking about racial discrimination. Are you talking about LGBTQIA plus two? No, it was much wider than that. It's anything that's below the surface level that's woke.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing is, since we got footsteps in the dark, everybody just stay woke. Own it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them try to take your word and flip it like they do everything else. Stay
and
woke.
And comes up to 14, which equals 5, by the way.
Booyah. Hmm. I rest my case.
You got me, Derek. I was, you know, I'm talking about it in my head every time he's saying woke. I was like, 5. He keeps saying 5. I got 5 on it,
happy
y'all.
Birthday,
so go ahead,
way,
man.
No, I was done. He dropped it when he hit that 5. I got that out. I just had to say that. But, yeah, it just kept coming up again and again. I see Joe Rogan, anti-woke. And my thing with Joe Rogan is you have your profile picture is you with a third eye and the eye is open. So if you're supposed to be so anti-woke, what are you doing with a third eye on your forehead? You're supposed to be asleep. You should have all your eyes closed. All three of them should be closed. So, when we really look at it and start peeling the layers, matter of fact, we wouldn't be able to see none of this if we wasn't woke. So, yeah, don't let them fool you. Don't catch you sleeping. Just stay woke. Stay be creeping. And what'd she say? Don't you close your eyes.
And why?
That's it. That's what's been
And Baba, let the people know who you are and what you do before we go to the turntable.
Oh, absolutely. I like to call myself what Erica Badu called a master teacher. We have the Jet Institute of Learning, where we teach the 7 liberal arts, since we own the number 7, and we're going into the year 7. And as a matter of fact, the 7 liberal arts was a way to teach that allow you to not be programmed. You have to teach it in order, because if you taught those out of order, you're susceptible to programming. So having the 7 liberal arts, grammar, rhetoric, logic, arithmetic, geometry, and music and astronomy, you're able to see things for what they are. You're able to see with your third eye vision. So we got an online preschool that we put together. As a matter of fact, if you go to JediLearning.com, we also have an arithmetic, early arithmetic course that we put together. You can go watch all the videos right there. It's for your youngsters, so you can teach them before they get to school. School don't have nothing to do with learning. It has to do with you fitting into a particular area of society, our current system today. So don't worry about that. You should be teaching your kids everything they need to know before they get there, and that's what we help people to do.
Right.
So definitely come check out the website. You can contact us at 909-576-0170 if you have any questions on homeschooling or teaching your children anything that they need to know prior to getting the higher levels of education. So that's basically what we do and who we are. We'll definitely... Oh, go ahead, Mr. Bear.
Say the number again.
You can contact us at 909-576-0170. So definitely text. You can call us either way it goes. And there have been a number of the family members, and we always have to mention this, from this particular show that have reached out to us that we have been able to help throughout the year. So a significant number of the people who have reached out to us definitely come from this show. So we always give love to Sister Bev for providing this platform for us and for everybody else on the show, too, because
listen
to the conversation we're having right now. I mean, you're not going to get this nowhere else. It's not happening. So thank her.
Hey,
give her flowers right now.
Thank us.
Let me drop some on you real quick. Now, Lori Lightfoot, the mayor in Chicago, she's been catching flack the past few days. Because she was petitioning the Chicago public school students to get out in the streets and the police department to campaign for her next election. Boy, them damn Leos or something else. Her birthday, August 4th. Barack Obama, August 4th. Meghan Merkel, August 4th.
Baba Kintu, August 1st.
No, you one of them good Leos, bro. You good.
Okay, I'll take it, brother. But, yeah, I mean, first of all, you got Frankenstein over there. I mean, you just look at her, that big old forehead. Ever seen hairline? She looking like Shaq out there. I mean, it's already somebody that's been put together.
I call her Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice,
man,
yeah.
You want to me. Exactly what she look like. With them bug eyes on the pop out her head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah. That's what they do. That's exactly who she's going to get, and she's going to win because the teachers' unions are some of the most powerful unions on the planet, because you can become a teacher in the public school system and never get fired. It's literally impossible to fire a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they get caught doing, they'll get put into a room where they can just sit there and read newspapers all day if they get disciplined enough, and they get paid for doing that. So as long as you are keeping the status quo, you're going to keep your job. That's what that's about. It ain't about bringing the natural abilities up out of you. It has nothing to do with that. It's about giving you a grade to say this person gonna make it in this society the way it's set up or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So she's appealing to the right people by going to the police department, who keeps the people that's out of school in control, and the teachers union, who keep the people that's in school, which is the young people, in control. So
That's been put in. They changed the state. They literally just changed the state constitution, I think, around the end of November, beginning of December. Now, basically, the unions have more power than the government now. So they did a whole change to the First Amendment of the state constitution of Illinois. So basically, now any teachers union or a government, any like city, federal, state government entity can go on strike now. And won't nothing happen to them. But at the same time, also by the implementing that in the state constitution, Illinois would never be a right-to-work state.
Wow. It kind of reminds me about what's going on in New York, where all these nurses just walked off the job, and they're out there striking right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know what's up.
Thousands of them. They see what's up with this venom and people falling out, cardiac arrest.
Exactly. I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Dude, they falling out. They don't want to be like that.
Right.
They want to keep prescribing that. Come on, now, the doctor's note. That's a script right there they're giving you to follow the script. Be on Mondays and Tuesdays. Take good medicine. Come on now, people, wake up, really.
Right.
You've been rocking.
Elvis Presley's daughter just died, a couple days ago.
Right.
Well, y'all just said Beetlejuice. Y'all just said Beetlejuice, and remember, y'all remember, she gave Michael Jackson all her daddy's rights to his music, Elvis Presley, that was owned by Michael Jackson and the Beatles.
And the Beatles. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So put that in your blender and get you some juice. Juice.
That takes it back to Tupac. That was the first movie, Juice.
Juice.
Man, that's right, Tupac. Going back to the two, Tupac. Come on, Brother D.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Ben. Bend them turntables, baby.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
Hey.
This is the world.
This is the world
premiere.
I have been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna tell me, but enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they felt me, and I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself,
but they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
What you gon' do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Don't let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto because it's Dickie's time.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want.
Police and a rock on the corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on the team, yeah. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, be 5-4 for basis. the reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto with big guns and dicky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
Hold your thought, babe. This is just real quick.
Okay.
Earlier
okay.
today, okay. like this morning, I was talking to Kaya, and Kaya, she just out of in the middle of the conversation, she said, "You know what, Brother Eric? I love myself." I said, "Oh, you don't even have a Yeah. Tell me the spirit ain't walking up in here.
That's right. And Kaya, someone in the chat room says that their birthday is January the 8th. And tell them about their number.
That's the same day as R. Kelly's birthday, right?
Oh, y'all gonna make me pull some R. Kelly.
Right.
Yeah, we're gonna have to play a message. That was Aaliyah X. Lover, too, right? Partnership.
Yeah.
In the making. So when it comes to your number 8 energy, it's about the building, the foundation, and investment that you have to make. And it may seem like nobody's there to help you, your family, your brother, your sister, but you're always there to help them. As you climb this mountain, the rewards come in. I'm telling you, the rewards come in later after effect because you get lessons and lessons and lessons on top of lessons. Once you get done with a mission, you got another assignment coming, like a task force coming, like the military force, on another subject after you've completed one mission that gets you tired on another one. So you constantly go through lesson after lesson. And after you learn the final lesson, or even is there a final lesson, you get a little breather in you. So you have to continue to build on your dream like a master trying to master itself. You are self-mastery at its finest. You have the numbers 8, 3, and 6. I call these numbers the ancestors. You can call on your ancestors, call on the power, call on the energy within you to help you through your struggles, to help you through your obstacles, whatever it is that you need to help in. Pull your own energy up. You challenge your own self at many, many, many times in life. So I know you know that. So the only thing is you get to realize that. And you are the enterpriser energy. You are the investor. You be wanting to build anybody else up. But who's building you up? So with this particular year that's coming up, this is your 8 energy year, actually. So you win your own energy. So now everybody get a taste of your energy, which you got the taste of it in late May, in late June and July. Then when October came around, you really got the preview, like a little trailer sneak peek of what's to come, but not the entree, that little appetizer. So now the dreams, the investment, it's time to outline it, like you're writing that doctor's thesis paper. You about to turn that paper in, that assignment in by May. So it's your call. And by April, if you do right or if you own your duty, by April you see some kind of investment, some kind of rewards coming through. But if not, May going to take you through some ups and downs and make you build yourself up and make you buckle down and stand and fight for your ground for what you need, because it's going to be a little opposition that comes through. But you can always push through these things, because it's really about seeing yourself in the middle of this and walking either towards the door. You got to close some doors in order to get walk through the door. So new opportunities will come to you after May. So that's what I have to have. And it also deals with my soul. So you have a date with destiny, some kind of way. Fate and destiny put you into alignment some kind of way. You would know when it happened mentally. Everything is mental for you this year.
Okay.
I want to put in a gemstone jasper because of Jasper Isley.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all good job, Jasper, for this year 7. 7 it also will be amber, since we're dealing with tree and geometry. Citrine, get a citrine. Anything to deal with the solar plex. Hey, Kaya, please tell the people about the Mimsy, the last Mimsy.
Man, when I watched that movie, I got an electromagnetic, and my brain was like tingling sensation. Y'all got to watch the last Mimsy. We're talking about right now. Did you see the end of it?
Seen the whole thing.
You gotta watch the end of that movie. So y'all gotta watch The Last Mimsy. Mimzy, The Last Mimsy, and it was out in 2007. Watch these kids. This is how these kids come about now. These are, as we say, the Indigo kids and even Mo Future on. These are great parents coming back through these kids and telling you what to do. They sound just like them when they're young. You know, so The Last Mimsy, you just got to watch the movie. I can't really say too much about it. You got to watch the movie because it's just like the 7 energy, right? And they building the bridge. Who built the bridge?
A crystal bridge.
We're talking over right now. This is the bridge we at right now, like I was saying earlier. Earlier last year, I had a dream. Uh-oh, here we go again, Martin Luther King, right? So last year I had a dream, right? I was on the lower surface, right? I was going up, but I was on a bridge. But as I went up, there was no rails on the side of this bridge. But I saw the army coming down, like they coming down here. It was a military army. So last year we had the little war going on, a little tedious war going on. So I'm just saying that to say, I lost my thought in training. The Last Mimsy. So the bridge on The Last Mimsy was getting you over to the other world, the other side of the world. And I was going deep down the rabbit hole because at the end of it, he was just really trying to find, was it a rabbit? Was it a rabbit, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had a toy rabbit. That's right. That came from another dimension. It came from another dimension. They found it in the water, in the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. And they got in tune by the spider that was there at a frequency. So the frequency that you want is what you attract in your environment. So you might want to raise it up, tone it down a little bit. You know, you got to play with the frequency a little bit, like on a radio station. I might not like that song on this one, but on the next one, I got that song. You know, you might like that frequency or that train frequency or that bus ride frequency or the conversation right here frequency. So everything is a frequency right now.
It's funny you mentioned the Spider Sister because I think it's coming out this year. This is going to be the second part of Into the Spider-Verse, that cartoon that came out a few years ago, and that's dealing with CERN and multidimensional Spider-Man. So be on the lookout for that.
Also, speaking about some Indigo children, I'm not sure if y'all heard about it, but that six-year-old dumped on his teacher. If you're not acting right, the kids will dump on you right now in the first grade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's
shot
a teacher.
6 years old. Shot her through the hand into the chest.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. No joke. And I'm wondering, I mean, the school looked like it was pretty mixed, but the way they're talking about it, I think this little brother is going to be black. I'm hoping it ain't, but you already know this is just something that they're going to entree into to lock the schools down even more. Metal detectors, digital audio recorders, cameras in the classroom, all that's probably coming as a result of this. So, yeah, keep your eye on this story.
And do you really want your kid going up to schools like that? I know we want safety and security, but there we feel like we're going through the prison cells. Like, you could get you through the prison, they got to strip off the shoes and go through the metal detector. You know what I'm saying? We getting struck down around here.
Yeah.
That seems a little uncomfortable.
And I don't think our children should be in their schools in the first place.
Maybe more than your own kid.
And speaking of dreams, since we're talking about dreams today, I had a dream of these, like, they had a body of a man and a head of an eagle, and they had black, long black leather coats on, and they were coming up out of the water. And they was about 8 feet tall, and they came, and they said they was coming, and they was cleaning the city up. They went up on top of the roof. They was setting up there, and they you should have just seen them. It was a bunch of the water out the ocean, and they was coming on the land, and they was and I was like, well, what are y'all doing here? And they was like, we came to clean things up. And they was pushing people out that wasn't supposed to be there, but that's that water again.
The flood. Remember the flood was happening in 2020 and 2019. Them floods are just magically popping up. Them hurricanes and them volcanoes were erupting just magically right now. It's what's happening for the evolution that's taking place. What you said they were beetles? What were they?
They were men, but they were men with long black leather coats on, but they had
Scorpio.
The head of an eagle.
Scorpio. Scorpio moon.
Like an army. They're coming up out the water.
Yeah. You should take note. Do you take note of your dream? I have a dream journal.
I used to have a dream book. Yeah, I haven't did it recently.
Yeah, you got a part two coming up after that dream. That's just what the spirit told me.
Okay. Ooh.
Hey, did anybody see Megan?
Megan?
Oh man, yeah, the little robot dog that protects.
Yeah.
She protects you to the death. She assigned to protect you to
that
the death.
Too crazy.
I keep hearing about that movie, Megan.
Let's just say that's the updated version of Chucky and Child's Play.
Right.
Well, so what is it about? It's about like a Chucky thing, Megan.
I don't want to tell the whole story, but now I will say this. Now, what's interesting, just forget about the doll for a minute, like the story outside of the doll, it was basically about what the aunt had the little girl. It was a little girl. Her parents got killed in a snowmobile accident. And so she basically had to take custody of her niece, her sister's kid. But the thing was, she was so wrapped up into her job and then the technology and everything, she basically didn't have any social skills. And so over time, I guess, with the situation of the doll, whatever, she had to more or less learn how to, like, be a parent. Because really, the doll was kind of, like, designed and built basically to take care of the child because the aunt wasn't able or didn't want to do it. Basically relying on AI technology to take care of the child. So,
oh,
but like I said, once you see
the
movie, yeah.
Wow. Why she didn't just get a real dog?
Well, the thing is, she actually, the aunt had toys in the house, but like when they first bought the child, when she first bought her niece home, the girl wanted to play with the toys, and the aunt was like, no, you can't play with these toys because they're not to be played with, therefore display, like collector's items.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's mighty funny. We talking about toys, and y'all got to, I have another one to drop in there. So that's y'all talking about Megan. We talked about the one previous to that, The Last Menzie. Don't sleep on The Last Menzie. I got that from Dan Winter. And it's funny that we did a show with Peter Shampoo. He talked about Holy Water, right? He wanted mm-hmm. to play the reggae song Holy Water by Admiral Bailey. And then we just heard Kendrick Lamar and I Love Myself say that. Don't let your holy water get dirty. Anyway, y'all get a pen and write this down. This movie uh-huh. will peel your cap all the way back. It's called Ex Machina. That's E-X space M-A-C-H-I-N-A. Ex Machina.
Machina, Maka.
Man, don't play, boy. Y'all check that out, man. I'll tell you, boy, this you talking about taking it to the next phase. Taking it to the next phase, man. And you know when they show you something, it's 20, 30 years old already. That's old if they show you something new.
Right. Okay, so we're talking about movies. There's one coming out in February, Ant-Man Quantumania. So this is going to be dealing with the quantum realm. Now, what's interesting, mm-hmm. now the brother, there's supposed to be a new villain. He's going to be the villain for the next phase of, matter of fact, phase 5 of the next Marvel movies, Jonathan Majors. He's going to be in the mm-hmm. next Creed movie also. Now, this movie is supposed to be about Jonathan Majors is like Kang the Conqueror, but it's a variant. And so this movie is going to set the stage for like the next, you know, Marvel movies in terms of multiverse wars and different alternate dimensions and quantum realms and everything. So it's ironic that this is coming up in February. Ironically, it's going to be Black History Month. So
right. That's CERN, quantumism. That's what CERN do.
Right.
And the ants themselves are quantum. Ants are quantum creatures. The Bible tell you that when you are sluggish or you moving slow in your vibration, study the ant, thou sluggard. And we on the mound table, right? You know, y'all know ants build mounds. What happened if you step on an ant mound? They'll build it back in one day. You go back out there and build back in one day. Yeah. That's right, the ant. You know, that's going to be all the creatures are talking, y'all. Y'all get y'all totem creature and animal and spend time with that. Mama AZ told me one time it was a grasshopper in her room. I said, Mama AZ, don't you know that grasshoppers have a speaker on their leg? They can hear from their leg. What's up? Come on, y'all. She got leg problems. A grasshopper was in her room. Come on, grasshopper. This is Brother Eric out the grasshopper, breaker, breaker. Come on, give me a food. Don't so good, buddy. Yeah, that's why I'm preaching. Yeah, you still there.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9. You got a copy on this special K? Come on.
Hey, we fan and we rolling them GTOs. We rolling in them dusters. Come on, we got the limousines.
You had no business doing that. Golly. But let me tell you, there was a grasshopper in here. He's been with me for about a week. And I heard him in the ceiling. Let me see. I'm facing the side, the left side, okay? My left side, looking straight across at the ceiling in the corner. The next thing I know, about an hour or two, I was in meditation, family, and I heard this little noise on my lamp. And I looked around, I'm like, how did you get over here without me seeing you hop over here from the ceiling? Anyway, I got a picture. I looked. And I said, oh, my God. And I was not feeling at my best. And I looked again and I said, holy shit. Like, he's missing his right leg. And he just kept moving and hopping and carrying on. And I said, okay. I said, what do you want me to know? And he moved again, and then he hopped down on my shoulder in my gown, and I said, look here, I don't want to squash you now. You got to get out of my gown. I don't want to squash you. And I turned the light off. The next thing I knew, the grasshopper got on my light switch in my room, family, across. I didn't even feel him move or anything. And I said, okay, I'm listening. And the time, I wrote it down, and I looked time. And what it said, no matter what obstacles you are facing, this is the time to move forward and don't look back no matter what. And that little grasshopper was telling me, look, the same leg is gone. I don't have the same leg that you're having issues with, but you can do this. And do you know the grasshopper went in my kitchen, and that's where he stayed until he crossed over. I don't know what that means, family, but he stayed right there until I picked him up and put him on the windowsill. I guess he got tired, but he was just there long enough a week to show me, look, you do what you came here to do. Don't give up. And anyway, thank you, family, for listening. Thank God.
I got a response to that. I got a response to that. Check this out. You pass a baton, and I'm going to take my leg, and I'm going to run home with it. Okay. Check this out. The grasshopper jumped on the lamp, right?
Uh-huh.
He jumped on the lamp. And, Bev, I know you heard. And I know you heard Mama A.Z. Beverly say that she wasn't feeling at her best. Well, once again, Mama A.Z., we already got something on the turntable for you. If you ain't feeling at your best, we got a reminder for you. Aaliyah is going to remind you what the Isley brothers told her, that when you at your best, you are love.
Mama A.Z.,
the grasshopper jumped on the lamp. Look at the number of lamp. L is 3. A is 1, and M is 4, 314, that's pi, and P is 7, the number that we end. He jumped on the lamp, he jumped on the pi seeds. Pi can see, that's that water. And what about formaldehyde? Don't they call formaldehyde water, wet, dip, butt naked? R. Kelly, come on, man, with that turntable at, man. Come on, make a sound like that.
Let me know, let me know. Let me know, let me know, let me know. When I
y'all ain't gonna believe this.
I'm done
messing with y'all after the night. The release date for that album, AJ Number, was May 24th, 1994. If you add up the date, May 24th plus 1994, mm-hmm. guess what it comes up to? 2023, which equals a 7.
Wow.
There's something about her energy this year. I know we tapping into this energy, but I've been feeling this energy for about 4 weeks now. So something with Aaliyah, she coming through us, talking to us like Eric said, we can ask her some questions. But
mm-hmm.
I just posted that particular song on my Instagram earlier with the R. Kelly version.
Oh, the remix.
Did y'all feel that energy? Did y'all feel the energy when she first came on?
That was powerful.
But what about Mama AZ setting that up then? She wasn't feeling at her best.
You see,
now this is the second week in a row Mama AZ did that. We had a song lined up for her specifically. So, y'all, I'm telling you, the 7 is in. Did you hear him say, mirror in the song? The mirror?
Yeah.
The man in the mirror. That's where it is, y'all. It's the man in the mirror. Get you a necklace with a mirror on it. Every time you get ready to open your mouth about somebody, put that mirror in your face.
Yes. It's a reflection of that first house energy. So think about the first house. If we get to the 7th house, that's how people reflect you. So your moon in the 7th house, people see you. You don't need to see yourself, okay? Woo, right there.
And we talked about the last time.
Family.
We talked about, go ahead, Mama AZ.
You just gave me a off-the-chain, fantastic idea. I have this little mirror that when you pick it up and you look in it, in these batteries, it laughs at you. And I'm going to get that mirror and put some cord on it and put it, make a necklace out of it. And I'm going to do just that. And they go, like, Mama Bonfire, what the hell you done made up now? And I'm going to thank us. And I'm a 7. My life path is a 7. Thank us, family. That's so funny.
And you know what? Arizona comes up to 7, and Phoenix comes up to 7 also.
Yes, it does.
Arizona.
Go ahead with your bad self. This is just too much. I figured I did that 10 years ago, and you're correct. Oh, my God. Thank us. I'm going to mute.
This is your year, Mama.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, my goal, family, my goal is to gather the people to do a musical there at Miracle Valley, Arizona. That's mm-hmm. what I came to the planet for, to do this. And I won't say too much about it, but that is my goal. And for those who do not know anything about Miracle Valley, Arizona, look it up. It has a lot to do with Chicago, the people there in Chicago, big time there I can't think of the community, but they're there in Chicago, and their mom and their brother is on the other side, because that group there in Chicago at that church, I won't name any names, their brother, I believe, was blown up in the van with dynamite. They had a race riot out here called the Miracle Valley Shootout, and that was way after Reverend Allen had made his transition. But the man has been communicating with me since 2006 when I was in Oklahoma doing research on my family and the resting spot, the cemetery. So mm-hmm. that's my goal. Thank you for saying that, Sister Bev. This is my year. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Yes.
And Miracle Valley, Arizona comes up to 55, the double nickel.
Hey, Mark, your
what? Is 55.
Get out of here. Thank you.
All right.
Can somebody say something about the moon in the seventh house?
Yeah, I was talking about the moon in the seventh house. Right.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
I was saying the seventh energy, you know, the seventh house energy, it reflects the first house. So it mirrors back what you do. It's like you have a moon there. You don't really see yourself there. You know, how people see you. So it's different, you know, it's like I pick up that mirror and view yourself. And I was thinking about the Beauty and the Beast, he had a mirror, right? Snow White, she had a mirror. The Seven Doors, you know, Snow White's Seven Doors. So all these Disney's also with the mirror, right? So it's a reflection.
Oh, yes,
seven houses.
Yes.
It's a reflection of what you have done from the first house to the sixth house. Now you put it in the seventh house, get across the bridge. Make it make sense.
Yes. Interesting thing there. The five, I got five on it. Mirrors 23, which is five. Reflections is 41, which is five. Every time you're looking in the mirror, the five, you see the five, the reflections.
And
when
and
you say Disney
house,
is five, too.
Right?
23.
Right.
House
right.
is 25, and when you say it, the seventh house, it just reflected right to the word house is seven. But it also made me think of what? Five, the fifth dimension. When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligned with
okay.
Mars. Oh, yes. Yes. It's all on the seven and the five right now. So, yes.
And that five is the fifth house, Leo, right? It's your place in the world. Well, tenth house is, but fifth house is where you create, you procreate, you're recognized. Your rec center and stuff like that. The people where you can give and receive at the same time, but you can't be selfish.
Correct. And Brother D just turned it around when I said this seven and the five. He said, I-57. Takes him right on down to Memphis. So,
I-57.
And 57, 5 plus 7 is 3, and y'all started off with who? Damar Hamlin, number 3. And he was next.
Hey, Eddie, the next Super Bowl, the Super Bowl in February is going to be Super Bowl 57, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yes, it is.
In Arizona.
In Arizona. All right.
There's another mythical place, yeah. Right? Like, that's where Sedona, Arizona. Sedona, that mythical place down there.
The Grand Canyon,
yes.
They got so many.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of magical spots. The San Francisco Peak, Flagstaff. Yeah. A lot of magical spots.
This is family.
Go ahead.
I was going to say right quick, family, keep your eyes to the sky. Keep your eyes to the sky because whenever we see these people in this system that they call America or any system we're dealing with here on this earth, and they start talking about air traffic control and shutting the airlines down and things happening, we know something's happening up in the sky other than what they're telling us.
Mm-hmm.
See, so all these airports and everything and everybody's shutting down, so we better keep our eyes up. Keep
your eyes
peeled. Not just your head to the sky. Keep your eyes to the sky because something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's under this cloak of...
coming through.
Hey, come on. That's what I'm saying. Sister Bev, seeing them come out the water with long trench black coats on and eagle heads, baby. They coming.
Mm-hmm.
The fix is.
May I have a word? Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The information, what little information that I receive from Peter Shampoo, it really set my bells off. Everybody loves Sedona. I hate Sedona. Mm-hmm. I don't like the energy, and I found out that in another life there, I was massacred, and that's all I can tell you. But many people do not understand Cochise County, the Dragoon Mountains. Peter sent some, medicine wheel graphs and those kind of things. I didn't fully comprehend in its entirety, but what little my mind, body, and spirit could comprehend, he showed me through those maps the area that is special energy here. To me, is much deeper than Sedona. And for some reason, people are not being made aware of this. This is deep, family. Mm-hmm. This area, the whole thing, the mountains, the cross on the mountain over here, the shootout, the whole Miracle Valley episode, the Bible College. I've been tracking and I've been researching, and I'm like, whoa, buddy. So I don't understand what is put in place to keep it in the dark. And speaking of UFOs and human trafficking, it's a lot of that around this area, and that's all I can say. Can somebody expound on why it's wanting to be covered up?
I like Peter's work because he mapped out where all the energy points are, and it's a clear vision that once you see the energy port where they at, you can go to them and you can activate them, and you activate. So he has it all mapped out, and that makes it easier for us. It doesn't matter where we at on this planet, just look at the maps and go to those energy points and plug in.
I'm an example of that. I follow his map to Michigan. I went to Michigan to check that. He sent me a video of all that energy over there, and then and I went over there, man. And, and I hit the ground picking blueberries. That was my first chore. You know, everybody have chores. I went to a farm. I went to a farm in Michigan, and it was a dairy farm, so I was milking cows. And and my first chore, when I first landed there, I got there about, I think about 10 in the morning. They gave me a pocket full of money, said, E, go pick all the blueberries you can. So I went to Cairo, Michigan, on the Highway 24. Y'all can look it up on a map, Cairo. I call it Cairo, of course. And Gun Lake Road, where it's a bunch of people blasting guns. I said, oh, Lord, I'm going to be back here, man. I'll be picking beer back in these movies back here. But man, everything was cool. Exactly, but everything was cool, though. And it started raining, and everybody left. I was the only one out there picking blueberries for hours. I was just cracking up, eating. You know, when you're picking, you can eat all you can. And they was only $1.50 a pound. $1.50 a pound.
I did it for free up there in Benton Harbor because my uncle had a house up there. And when he used to take me up there, my job was out, you know, cut the grass and everything. But me and my cousin would go out to the pastures because he had apple trees in the back of the house, and I think blueberries and raspberries. But we would sit out there and eat blueberries and raspberries all day, you know.
Yeah, talk about it, bro. Talk about
man,
it.
Michigan is a beautiful place, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, man, the food, man. I'm telling you, boy, don't get me started, boy, on the food. Well, I was on the farm. Look here, y'all. Check this out. A cow is an amazing creature. Don't get it twisted. These females are intuitive, just like a human.
Yeah.
These females get jealous, just like a human. These females, listen, if a cow shit out a calf, and walk away from it, which they do all the time, all the other mothers will come over there and nurse that calf. They will lick her clean. They will make sure she can or he can walk. You know what I'm saying? And then if the mama stay gone too long, they'll all start hollering for the mama to come over here. That's right. And if a bull get in, that's right. And if one of the cows get in heat and the bull is on her, if the bull, like, she gonna run, you know, he got to work for it. But why he's separated from her, the other cows will go over to her and headbutt her because they jealous. Man, don't play. Don't play.
Ooh,
and listen, if that cow is getting milked and you talking bad to the cow or giving it some bad vibes, how you think that milk going to be? It's going to be sour. It's going to be sour. Listen, when a cow look you in the eye, it's like a whale. A cow is a whale. Y'all can look it up. When you look in their eyes like the deep blue ocean. I seen it every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. They look me in my eye and they know you. They know. Listen, I used to things used to make me mad. You know, you on the farm, you kind of mad all the time. That ain't no joke. People man talk shit about working on a farm. Man, a lot of y'all would drop off. Y'all couldn't make it on a farm. Shit, that's work 24/7. You ain't going to the movies. You ain't finna take your girl out nowhere. It's 24 hours a day work. Work, work, work. Footsteps in the dark. And I was in the dark. And check this out, y'all. Listen to this. A cow will go and lick the mineral block that it needs. If it needs potassium, it lick the potassium. If it needs salt, it lick the salt. You see what I'm saying? They are on point. And, man, listen to this. When you separate the calf from the cow, from the colostrum, if you get near that cow, she will tear your ass up. I got head butted by a cow named number 44. Number 44. Y'all, man. I can't make it up. Listen, my first day there, they were showing me how to open up the door to let them in the parlor. The door got a huge weight on it, so you got to pull the rope and let them in, right? Okay, 44 let herself in. They said she'd been doing this since a baby. She put her nose up against the door, and she swing her head to the right, and the door come flying open, and she walk in, and like, what? Boy, we separated her from her calf, and, boy, I got close to her, and she head-butted my hip. I was in Michigan, but my hip was in Wisconsin. Boy, she liked to knock my shit out of the pocket. Then she gave me a look like, you know, hey, man, don't be touching my baby. So, yeah, oh, man, it's so you would have to be there to experience, man, the knowledge and the frequency of the animals, man. They have so much intelligence. I mean, they want to vibe. They want you to be on their level,
yes,
to smell like,
yes,
they can smell, to be able to tell people energy. So I'll go walking toward them in my bad thoughts or I'm mad or something, and they will back up and run. They know I ain't doing good. And when I'm feeling good, they walk right up to me, smell me, lick my hand. Man, they tongue is like sandpaper. When they lick your hand, it's like sandpaper rubbed against your hand. That shit is rough. But that's how they break down the grass into liquid. They chew and chew and chew until the grass becomes liquid. Then they drink it.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
man,
powerful
amazing.
Because the pictures you sent me, I could just feel them through the pictures. I couldn't eat no animal after seeing their spirit like that and we eating them.
Bev, don't you know that they know? They know. Hey, Bev, listen. If a cow is going to get slaughtered, you are eating their fear, their toxin.
I know.
Okay,
yeah,
they poison. Every creature will poison itself to survive. Plants do it. I pick figs. A fig have a little spur that you can't see with your natural eye, but they have a little hairy little fur that come off their leaf. If you pick enough figs, they want you out of there. They'll start releasing them furs into your skin, and you'll get your ass up out of there. Every living thing does that. Every little thing does that.
And you know the lady. Temple Grandin, she grew up, she didn't talk until she was like 5 or 6 years old. They diagnosed with autism. She ended up creating a system to where the cows would just kind of go in line right behind each other, and they wouldn't see the cows ahead of them getting hit in the forehead, getting knocked out and slaughtered, and that increased the eatability or the digestibility of the meat. So just like you were saying, before that, the cows was getting diseases, they were falling out, and they were seeing each other die, and they were poisoning themselves. But she created that system. They said she had a disability. She came, was like, nah, they speak to me. And they told me this is how we do it. She created a whole system on how to make sure the cows was right when they was going ahead to make the transition for people to go ahead and eat. So you right on that, Brother Eric. Right on it.
Well, we have a slaughterhouse, you know, here too. And when they would bring the trucks in with the pigs and stuff on them, they get to crying before they're about a mile from the slaughterhouse. You can hear them. I guess they smell the death or something, because they get to making noise. They get to, so I think they feel it or smell it before they even get to the place, because they be acting a clown in the trucks before, you know, pull it in to the slaughterhouse.
And we would too, Verity. We would do the same thing. So, and what I'm hearing tonight is that be like that grasshopper, use that speaker on your leg. You see what I'm saying? Aquarius rules what body part? The leg. The leg.
The ankle.
That's right. The ankle bone connected to the leg bone. The leg. So, yeah, y'all, take these notes and play some tones, Beverly. That footwork. Come on, y'all. There's footsteps in the dark. You know, the grasshopper landed on the lamp. It landed on the mathematical formula. With all the letters spelling out what we in right now, we in a pi mathematical situation with the letter P on the end for R. Kelly and the number 7.
Yes.
Hey, remember that song Boogie Down Productions dropped some years ago? The P is still free. Yeah, that was on the Memphis Society soundtrack.
Well, y'all, water up, hydrate. Go ahead, Bev.
No, I'm just saying that we're down to our last few minutes, and we're going to leave out of here with R. Kelly. But go ahead.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, okay, then. But anyway, I think I'm complete, Bev. There's a tune out there by the Isley Brothers that they did with Earth, Wind, and Fire and DeBarge.
Oh, yeah, I'll play that. Okay.
Yeah, okay, man. All right. And so, yeah, hey, man, this has been a great water table meeting. Y'all hydrate and water up, because we're getting cooked from the inside out. And you know, and then take it from there, you know, until we meet again.
All right. Better love, everyone. And thanks, everyone, for joining us on the Mound Table.
Better love.
Thank you,
Maya. Better love.
I wanna whisper in your ear. Say something good to you.
Give me that money love.
See, I've gotta have your honey love.
love like a lollipop. You're so sweet, and your body's like a lemon drop. Sure tastes good to me. So let's lay down and get close till we become one. And I promise you, baby, ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Give me that honey love.